Christmas in the Blekinge farmhouse. The year is 1815, and the table is laid for Christmas in the Blekinge farmhouse. The living room is warm, with generous heat from the fireplace, and the room has had a good Christmas clean, the only time of the year when it is thoroughly cleaned. The walls, ceiling, and floors have been scrubbed, and juniper twigs have been strewn. It smells good, and it looks decorative, and it's one way to show that this is a special occasion. For Christmas, the room is decked with woven and painted wall hangings, pictures of biblical stories, and bright colours to light up the room and provide a festive atmosphere. On the table, just inside the door, the Christmas dinner is being prepared. There's pudding, sausage, pork, spare ribs, bread, butter, and cheese, nuts, and apples. The mustard is not ready yet, for the seeds still have to be ground. The table is laid for the whole household, with wooden platters, a knife for each person, and a spoon made of horn. The Christmas ale is kept in a tankard of juniper wood, out of which everyone drinks. Spirits are drunk from pewter mugs. Every Christmas, the children and servants each receive a Christmas heap, consisting of bread, apples, and a cheese. At the bottom, there's always a rye bread, topped with several smaller loaves made with sifted rye flour. The uppermost bun is a 12-hole twist. Sometimes the children also get a Christmas horse, a cake bought from the cake women or the baker in town. The newly bought wax candles burn all night to keep trolls and mischief away.